In Newport, a couple dozen Bernie Sanders supporters mill around a church parish hall on Easter Sunday. The informal gathering isn't to phone bank or canvas, but to socialize, talk about Sanders, and decorate Bernie-themed Easter eggs. Tools for this task include pens and paints, feathers, and cotton balls.
It's for his hair. You know, he has a lot of white hair.
Newport resident Hillary Stuckey organized this event. She campaigned for Barack Obama in 2008 and now says Rhode Island's persistent economic troubles are among the reasons she's backing Sanders.
Up until fairly recently, we had between the first or the second highest unemployment rate in the whole of the country. That alone means we need Bernie.
At another table, Rhode Island resident Robin Downs shows off a collection of smooth beach rocks painted with Bernie-positive slogans.
Bernie is representing the middle class and the poor, the people who have been underrepresented for too many years.
Downs likes Sanders' plan for a national single-payer health insurance program.
Medicare for all. I can't tell you how many people are in debt because of medical expenses. Pharmaceutical companies, insurance companies are the people who profit from the American people.
While Sanders is known for garnering support among young people, most of the voters at this event are older. Small business owner John Mergera showed up to get Bernie Sanders buttons and lawn signs.
I'm 52 and I'm burning. My mom is 79. She's burning. It's not just millennials. You know, there's a lot at stake here.
The youngest person to attend the event won't be voting anytime soon.
This is Marley.
Hey, Marley.
He's 13 months. Can you say hi?
Elle Nordsee brought her young son to the family-friendly gathering, and she says she's supporting Sanders for his pledge to make public college free. Nordsee has relatives in the Netherlands, where she says higher education is considerably more affordable thanks to government subsidies. She says that made things a lot easier when her half-sister went to medical school.
And for about $4,000 to $5,000 a year, it covered classes, supplies, transportation, housing. And so when she graduated with her medical degree, she wasn't in debt.
Healthcare, income inequality, and affordable education were top issues for most of the voters in the group. But more than anything else, when asked why Sanders, these voters say it's because they trust him. Again, Robin Downs, the supporter with the painted Bernie Sanders stones.
In my opinion, Bernie only tells the truth. He will never get caught doing something dishonest because he is a truth-sayer.
And they don't trust Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton. That's the number one reason these voters say they won't choose Clinton in the primary. Sanders got out to an early lead against Clinton in Rhode Island, according to a poll from the Taubman Center at Brown University. But the latest poll shows Clinton has pulled ahead, and she has support from most of the state's elected Democrats. University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley says it will be difficult for Sanders to turn the tide.
I wouldn't say his challenge is insurmountable, but it's very unlikely. The thing is that he's doing very well in Wisconsin. Her numbers are going down, but I think in Rhode Island, she'll carry the day.
But even if Sanders doesn't clinch the nomination, South County resident Sally Kingsbury says she thinks his candidacy is valuable.
I think he's expanded a lot of people's boundaries in terms of what they think politically, and maybe giving voice to people who don't usually think they have much of a chance in life.
As for Elle Nordsee, the woman with Marley, the one-year-old, she can't imagine voting for anyone else, even if Sanders doesn't get onto the November ballot.
Because at the end of the day, we are hiring somebody to do a job, and so we have to look at their resume. And, you know, Bernie's resume is on top of the pile. I mean, he's it, so I'll write him in.
Sanders' campaign has already sent staffers to meet with supporters in Rhode Island. They're helping organize his ground game, and there's even an app on Sanders' website that lets anybody set up a phone bank. While the state's Democratic Party leaders have already thrown their support behind Clinton, there's no denying the passion Sanders has inspired in some voters in the Ocean State. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.